Genius does what it is. Genius does what it is. What is genius? How does genius work in our world? How does genius work in our life? How does genius work in all of the experiences that we have? We like to think that some people are geniuses, they're smarter than others. Some people are more wonderful than others. And yet, what are these people doing? These people are merely listening within themselves, listening to their divine self, and then letting that shine outward in their life and in their experiences and in their affairs. And it's a wonderful thing. And it's a very wonderful thing. And we admire them. And we think they are so superior, so fantastic. And we have within ourselves that very same genius, that very same magic that any one of these geniuses have within them. That same divinity. They listen and follow it. They follow it by their choice. You and I listen and follow it by our choice. What genius idea have you come up with recently? What genius idea have you come up with as you are thinking about your life? I have the great privilege of having my son visit us for a few days here on the campus of the University of Healing. And he builds ultralight and airplanes, and he builds electric airplanes, and he goes all over the world selling them and talking at organizations about electricity in airplanes and how beneficial and how perfect it is. And as we sat around our dinner table and our lunch table, we had lots of talks and lots of discussions. And every time we'd bring up a topic, Mark would listen to the divine within him, and then he would speak from that. And he would say what he knows. And he has listened from many sources, and he has many references to make. But the biggest reference that he makes is his own personal attitude about his life and about what can bring about peace on earth, what can bring about harmony in our government, what can bring about the wonderful things that make life thrilling and fantastic. And as I listened to him, and as we all sat here, sat there listening to him, we marveled at how brilliant he is, how absolutely brilliant he is, and how fantastic he is, aware of his subjects. He's aware of what he's talking about. And all of this is done without any vituperation, without any anger, without any unhappiness about what someone else might be doing. He merely points out what he recommends we do in our thinking, in our attitudes, in our world, to accomplish the goals that we say that we want to have. A genius is one who tunes in to the goals he wants to have. This is what Mark has been doing. He's been tuning in to what is for himself. He's been tuning in to his own goals, and he lives a very meaningful life. He has animals in his life. He has pets. He has a wife. He has a home. He has a business. He has all sorts of things that make him happy. And sometimes business is very active, and sometimes it's less active. And regardless of any time, he is always there with his brilliance, always there with the magic of his mind, always there with the magic of who he is. He's just something like the brilliance of his mother. She was a brilliant woman, always on top of everything, always into everything. And sometimes she'd get a little frustrated, but most of the time she was on top of everything, aware and alert with her brilliant intelligence. We all have this ability. We all have the genius within us. And we can take that genius, that magic within us, and we can let it shine forth. We can let it ring out in our hearts. We can let it be something that is so absolutely magnificent that we just can't understand why we haven't always done that, why we haven't always made that part of our life, part of our world, why we haven't always turned to the genius within us and let it shine forth and let it be who we are and how wonderful we are. We can do that. We can do that all the time if we wish. We can do that every moment of our life if we wish. But it takes a turning in. It takes an awareness within who and what we are and why we are and where we're going and what's beautiful in our world. And when we turn to the genius within us, we find it is ever there, eager to shine forth whatever we want to know, whatever we want to be. It's there to shine forth the light that is our divine self, our divinity, the reality within us, always waiting, pleasantly waiting for us to select, to listen, and follow what it has to share with us. You have that genius within you so strong, so powerful, so wonderful. We all have that genius within us so powerful, so strong. Always gently waiting, allowing us to come to our own conclusions. And we can be a genius every single moment of our life and every single instant of our experience if we choose. And we can also not pay attention to it. If all the world were to pay attention to the divine within them, the genius within them, the magic within them, what a glorious world this would be. And it's a glorious world already because there are those who listen to the genius within and they're living in that divinity. They're living in that magic. They're living in that wonder within them. And living within that wonder within them, they are living in a world that is spectacular, outstanding, magnificent in every moment, in every way. You have this in you. I have this in me. This is our reality. This is our joy. This is our fantastic quality of being ourselves and having fun. The genius in you is ready to shine out. The genius in you is ready to reveal itself completely, wonderfully now. The genius in you is there, and it has no other demand upon you except that you accept it. And when you accept it, what happens is all of its magic instantly comes forth in your world. You have the words to describe it. You have the voice to speak it. You have the mind to believe it and follow it and live it. And it is you. It is me. It is us. It is our divinity. And how wonderful that is. Today we can start saying, I am divine. I listen to the genius within me. I listen to the beauty of the divine mind in me. I listen to God in me. I say, I know that I know that I know, and all things are known to me. And I am aware of all the goodness that the world is. And I am aware of all the magic that I am. Because I say, I am that I am. I am a genius. You are a genius. Everyone in the world is a genius. And it's up to us to shine forth our genius in our own unique, special way, in our own very magical way. And it is something beyond anything that we could ever dream about. So we let go, and we let it happen, and we let it be revealed in and through us in every beautiful way. Today I claim it for myself. Today you claim it for yourself. And listen as I say to you, with all my heart and soul and being, I love you. I love you. I love you.